breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Danish-Swedish Farm Dog, AKC Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front. Bite scissors or level. Official Standard Danish-Swedish Farm Dog. History. No one knows the origin of the breed with certainty, but the breed is very old. Dog skeletons found in Viking burial sites are similar to farm dog types. In any case, typical Danish-Swedish farm dogs have been found in all of the old Denmark, from Scania to Schleswig-Holstein, and even Normandy. Until the 1960s, this little farm dog could be found all over in the countryside of Denmark and southern Sweden. During the industrialization, there were fewer and fewer small farms in Denmark and Sweden. At the same time, the population of farm dogs decreased. Fortunately, a few country folks continued the breeding of the dogs. This was, however, entirely unorganized. Throughout the 1970s, some people involved with Danish kennel club work became aware of this interesting little dog breed. During the 1980s, it became clear to DKK's Committee for National and Forgotten Breeds that it was important to save the breed. The awareness was also directed to southern Sweden as well, as this had been part of the old Danish farming country. Until a few decades ago, the small farmer's dog was a natural part of Danish rural life. This little working dog had many jobs around the farm, including mouser/ratter, livestock herder, hunting dog, watchdog, and family companion. The breed was so lively and trainable, it was often utilized in circuses, appearing as the clown's playmate. In more recent times, farms were closed down and families moved to the cities. The faithful little farmer's dog was suddenly not grand enough, and the breed became hard to find. A part of Danish dog culture was in danger of disappearing totally. The Danish Kennel Club, DKK, and the Swedish Kennel Club, SKK, worked together in cooperation to seek out typical breed specimens and save the little farmer's dog from extinction. During the search, it turned out, fortunately, that excellent healthy specimens of this tough old breed still existed. With its new name, Danish-Swedish Farm Dog, this funny little dog is one of the newest of the national breeds in Denmark and Sweden, although it has been proven that its ancestors go far back in history. Its origins go back to the 1700s, where it could be found in Great Britain, Germany, and France, as well as Denmark and Sweden. Though often mistaken as a terrier, this breed is most closely related to the Pinscher family. General appearance: a small, compact, lively, smooth-coated, and slightly rectangular dog. Known to mature late. The Danish-Swedish farm dog is not to appear refined or elegant. Clear differentiation between the genders is important. Size, proportion, substance: height at the withers, males 13.5 to 14.5 inches plus or minus 1 inch. Females 12.5 to 14 inches plus or minus half an inch. Proportion: the farm dog should be slightly longer than tall. It must not give the impression of either long or short legs. The body should be slightly rectangular, a proportion of 9:10. The proportions between depth of chest and height at withers should be 1:2. Substance: farm dogs develop slowly. This should be considered during judging. The breed is not fully developed until the age of 3 to 4 years, in some cases even longer for males. Fault: elegant general appearance. Head: the head should be triangular and a bit small in proportion to the body. The rather broad skull creates the basis, and the head is gradually narrowing towards the muzzle, which is slightly shorter than the skull. Skull: rather broad and slightly rounded. Stop: well defined. Cheeks: pronounced without exaggeration. Eyes: medium-sized, slightly rounded, neither protruding nor sunken. Attentive and kind expression. Dark eye color in dogs with black patches. Slightly lighter eye color permissible in dogs with yellow or liver/brown patches. Ears: medium-sized. Rose or button: in both cases the fold should be just above the skull. It is not unusual to see a farm dog with one of each. Button ears: the tips should lie close to cheeks. Fault: prick ears. Muzzle: well developed and gradually narrowing towards the nose, but must not give a snipey impression. Muzzle slightly shorter than the skull. Nose bridge straight. Jaws, strong. Nose, color in accordance with the color of patches. Bite, scissors bite with even and well-developed incisors. A level bite is acceptable. Neck, body and topline neck, medium length, strong and slightly arched. No throatiness. Fault, neck too long. Body, compact with good substance. The body is substantial due to the deep and roomy rib cage, which has a good spring of ribs. A fully developed, compact body cannot be expected until maturity, but it is important that the proportions are correct even in young dogs. Topline, strong back, slightly arched short loin, slightly rounded croup. If the tail is set too high, the croup is too flat and this gives the impression of terrier type. Loin, short, broad, and slightly arched. Croup, slightly rounded. Must not be flat. The slightly rounded croup must never be confused with a steep or sloping croup. An overly sloping croup does not facilitate the breed's free movement. Fault, steep croup. Chest, long, deep, and roomy with very well-sprung ribs. For chest well-defined. The front is slightly broader than the rib cage. The chest should reach to the elbow. Fault, lack of depth in the chest. Narrow in front. Ribs, well-sprung. The rib cage must be relatively wide compared to the size of the dog. Fault, flat or short rib cage. Underline / tuck up, belly only slightly tucked up. The long rib cage and short loin make for an only slightly tucked up belly. Tail, not too high tail set. Long tail or naturally bobtailed. It is never docked. The tail should be carried straight with a slight curve or like a sickle. The slightly rounded croup causes the tail not to be set too high. Fault, curled tail or tail carried flat on back. Forequarters upper arm, oblique, not too steep. Shoulder blade, oblique, not too steep. Legs, front legs straight and parallel. Due to the wide and deep chest, the front legs are placed rather wide. Fault, low on legs. Pasterns, strong and springy. Dewclaws, front dewclaws are present. Feet, small, oval, and moderately tight-knit. Hindquarters legs, parallel and well-muscled. Thigh, fairly broad. Stifle, well-angulated. Hock joint, well-angulated. Rear dewclaws, accepted. Coat, the coat is short, hard, and smooth. Color white dominating. Patches of different colors, sizes, and combinations permissible, black, brown, agouti, yellow, and all shades of tan and fawn. Patches also on head, with or without tan markings. Flecking accepted. Fault, head entirely white. Gait parallel and free. Temperament alert, friendly, attentive, and lively. Fault, any departure from the foregoing points would be considered a fault, and the seriousness with which the fault should be regarded should be in proportion to its degree and effect on the health and welfare of the dog. Approved January 12, 2020, effective July 1, 2021.